Washington Braves superstar Ronald Acuña Jr. added another feat to the record books. Acuña became the fastest player in MLB history to reach 200 homers and 200 stolen bases when he launched a three-run shot in the seventh inning of Wednesday afternoon's 9-0 win in the series finale at Nationals Park. Anytime you're first or even top 50 on any list in this game, it's amazing when you think about the history of this game and the people who have played it, manager Walt Weiss said. We know Ronald's talent. It's freakish talent, so he's capable of doing unbelievable things. It was the 14th round-tripper of an injury-interrupted season for the 2023 National League MVP, and it extended the NL East leading Braves' lead to 6-0. With 225 stolen bases, he recorded his 200th stolen base back on June 24, 2025. Acuña joined the 200-200 club in his 904th game, 25 games quicker than seven-time All-Star Alfonso Soriano reached the milestone. I know how much I've kept working to be here, Acuña said. For me, it's an honor to be on that list with Alfonso Soriano. And the list of luminaries who occupy the next four spots on the list is also impressive. Eric Davis, 1,053 games, Bobby Bonds, 1.065, Sammy Sosa, 1,094, and Barry Bonds, 1,094. Acuña sat on the precipice of the accomplishment for 16 games since homering on August 15. In his previous 15 games, he slashed an uncharacteristic. He finished 3-for-5 on Wednesday. Acuña had already singled twice and stolen his 225th base before he came to bat with two aboard in the seventh against Nats reliever Max Kranick. He jumped all over a first-pitch fastball at the top of the zone, a pitch he had struggled against recently, sending it a Statcast projected 379 feet into the visitor's bullpen walkway and left. When he's getting to heaters, that's a good sign, Weiss said. And hitting them out of the park, that's a really good sign. Ronald, he's capable of pretty much anything on the field, and he's another one that's missed a lot of time the last couple years. It takes time for those guys to get caught back up to the speed of the game. Sean Murphy had two hits and four RBIs, opening the scoring with a three-run homer in the sixth inning. Austin Riley added a two-run single in the eighth for Atlanta, which did all of its scoring after a one-hour, 26-minute rain delay played a part in spoiling a potential breakthrough in the top of the fourth. That was more than enough production to salvage a series-splitting victory for the Braves, who moved to four games up on the second-place Phillies. Those clubs will begin a four-game wraparound set at Citizens Bank Park on Friday. I love to play against Philly, Acuña said. This weekend, it's like playoff games, so let's see what happens in Philadelphia. Reliever Alyssa Hernandez pitched three scoreless frames during a combined two-hitter in his third Braves appearance after his contract was selected from AAA Gwinnett pregame on Wednesday. In his other two outings, Hernandez pitched three scoreless innings to enable a comeback victory in Baltimore on July 24, and he converted a three-inning save against the Nationals in Atlanta on July 31. Each time, he was designated for assignment and granted free agency afterward before re-signing with the Braves. Alyssa saved us again, Weiss said. He's done it multiple times this year, and he's been really good. He was a big part of this.